We're not going to have a children's talk as such in the church today. Doug's got a time that he's going to share with us to honour our mothers. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Judy. Today, the Western world honours mothering. They come up with Mothering Day. Sounds really warm, doesn't it? Mothering Day. I think so. It's a commercial day. The restaurants are full at lunchtime, and flowers are bought, and bacon and eggs are brought for breakfast. Anybody get that this morning?
Porridge.
You brought porridge to your spouse?
Oh, I made it.
That's a start. That's a start. That's a good start. Also, I think that Mother's Day dials up pain for people. You know, that's a reality as well. And in some ways, it's almost a, well, should we be honouring this in church? Yes, we should. And even though the commercialism is there, that's a good thing to buy stuff and to honour mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers. But I had another little thought about it this morning. And one of the reasons I believe that we should honour mothers is not because of the just incredible stuff that they do. I mean, they're amazing people. You think about what a mother has to do, and you know, life in the home, the domestic side of things, a wife, a mother, in the community, expectations of ministry, huge, huge thing for mothers. So this morning, together with the men in the fellowship here, we want to honour you as mothers and say thank you. But here's the other thought. Each one of us had a mother. That's brilliant, isn't it? All of us had a mother. But what we sometimes miss is that we were fashioned in the womb of that woman. Incredibly, intricately created in that womb, God says. That's pretty special stuff. So it's not just mum, it's someone who God used as a vehicle to bring us into the world. And we were thought about before the creation of the world. Isn't that awesome? Yeah? No? It really is. I would encourage us to stop and think about it for a moment. What I've got, well, Judy has actually got this for us to do, not me, but I would like to share it with you. You'll see a piece of paper and a pencil, hopefully it works, and through the course of, you know, particularly while the teaching time is on, you could do this, but one of the things we'd like to encourage you to do, to actually write a blessing for your mother, even if your mother is gone and departed, but to write a blessing. Or your grandmother. And I think that's something you could do. It was a very interesting thing that happened in every Friday night in a Hebrew home. Still does. And that's the Aaronic blessing is pronounced over children. You know, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. It's an incredible blessing. And I encourage you to write a blessing if you'd like to. Or some special thought that you have about your mother. Would you do that? And then later on we'll hear some of those. That would be great. But right now I'd like you to join with me as we pray for mums and grandmothers and others. Dear Father, we stand before you on behalf of all the mums whom you've entrusted with the care of your most precious little ones. And we thank you for creating each mum with a unique combination of gifts and talents. And together, Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice of self each mother gives for her children. The late nights spent rocking an infant, feeding, for the hands that work so hard, calloused washing, wiping, scrubbing, mixing. stirring, hugging, patting, disciplining, holding, writing, painting, pouring, answering a bazillion questions. And we thank you for the gift of time that mums give for their children, whether it's stay-at-home mums, working mums, mums who have a combination of the two. And Lord, we thank you for the flexibility of mums, for their tirelessness, their perseverance, their devotion. And we ask that you give each of them strength. Help them to see in every mundane task some cosmic significance that you place on mothers and motherhood. Help them to understand that the most radical, world-changing events may be happening right there in their home. And help them to forgive those who undermine their significance. We pray especially today for single mums. And they've got to lean solely on you for the fathering of their children. And we thank you that your big arms surround children who may never know their earthly father. And we also pray for mothers who never had the honour of bearing children, but whose nurturing extends to the many poor and needy who cross their paths. We ask you to be the daily bread of tired mothers. We ask you to be their living water. We ask you to be their source of spiritual and physical strength. And we pray that the same grace that flowed from father to son to us will flow from mothers to their children. And we pray that each mother rejects perfectionism and instead embraces the goodness of the gospel. And we pray for the rhythms of repentance and forgiveness that shape every home. And Lord, give each mother a worshipful reverence of you, the creator and sustainer of life, the one who created life within her womb. Help each mother to rest in the knowledge that they're but stewards of your children and that only your spirit can produce change in the hearts of every boy and every girl. May each mother find rest in you, Lord. But most of all, I pray that on this day in which we honour mothers, that we may love and cherish special women who gave us birth, who nurtured us, who prayed for us, who sacrificed everything for us. And that's so much like God. And so we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. That prayer was prepared by a man called Daniel Darling. I appreciated the thoughtfulness that went into it and the words that were expressed there. So mums, we honour you. And Merle has kindly put together, using the giftedness that she has, these little posies. And do you want to take that? You don't have
my auntie.
An auntie one, that'll work.
So while Doug hands it out, do you want to fill in your slides? Because he wanted to use it, something I wanted to use it for our children's time today.
Oh, okay.
So if you fill in your little slips, which is a blessing to your mum, or blessing to your children, or just a memory, or something specialness is that you've got of your mum. A treasure, a word that she may have said.